In case you hadn't heard, there's a new leader of the opposition and his name is rapidly becoming very familiar. Christopher Luxon, MP for Botany Downs, and Lisa Owen spoke to him on Checkpoint earlier tonight and asked him a round of quickfire personal questions.
So, no, we're going to go into a quickfire session, right? And I need quick answers. Get ready. No.
Okay.
Your favourite animal, please.
Guinea pigs.
How many times have you lied today?
I don't believe. I try not to lie.
So you've not lied at all today?
No.
Act party, friend or foe?
Friend.
What is your superpower?
Solving problems.
What is one word to describe you?
Extrovert.
What do you reckon is the best movie of all times?
You've got me there. No, the James Bond series. I've just watched all four.
Is disloyalty a sacking offence?
I want to be really clear. You know, we've had a conversation on the weekend and we set pretty high performance standards. I know how to run high performance teams. Expectations are clear. Consequences will be clear.
So what is the clear consequence? Disloyalty is a sacking offence?
I would have thought so, yep.
Okay, choose yourself a theme song.
Live Like You Were Dying, Tim McGraw.
How many homes do you own? And please don't hide behind a trust.
Seven.
You own seven homes?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favourite former Prime Minister? You choose.
I would say John Key.
Okay. Does it annoy you that people get your name wrong all the time?
No, look, that's fine. I understand. But it is Luxon with no T.
For the record.
For the record.
It's Christopher Luxon, the new leader of the National Party, with Lisa Owen. And Jim Bolger was Prime Minister for New Zealand from 1990 to 97, and he joins us now. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening.
Christopher Luxon's favourite former Prime Minister wasn't you.
Oh, this is terrible. Look, I think we should stop the interview now. No. I'm recovering from the shock.
Yes. The nation's had a few hours to get used to it. How are national voters responding to Chris Luxon?
Well, I've got no survey, but I think very positively. I've been out tonight at a function, and they were very positive. A lot of people spoke to me. They weren't all National Party there. And I was very pleased with the very positive response to the leadership team.
What were some of the words that were used about him?
Oh, very much in the space that this is a new start. We've got to do something different. Christopher Luxon will do things differently. He's had all that experience in running very large corporate bodies and that. No, it was seriously a very positive response.
Dr. Shane Retty was the deputy. Why not the leader, Jim?
Oh, that was caucus decision. I got an enormous amount of time for Shane Reddy. I think he's an outstanding person and a great value, great person. Whether he wanted the job or not, I, of course, don't know.
Well, Chris Luxon, he's a, inverted commas, rich white guy with self-confessed middle-class values. Is this what the National Party needs right now?
Well, they need wider values than just, as you put a middle-class value. They have to have values, which I believe they do. And I think the little I know of Christopher Luxon, he has that embrace New Zealanders, and they don't all live in the middle class. In fact, one of the great challenges, one of the biggest responses from my interview on Q&A the other morning was quite simply when I said we have to reimagine capitalism. And I was quoting the title of a book.
Yes.
Because we can't be comfortable. Look, we've got, according to you in the media, a kind, caring, loving Prime Minister. We've got more and more families having to rely on food banks to feed themselves. That is not kind, caring and loving.
How do you mean me in the media? I don't think I've said that.
Oh, yes, we've heard that many times. That's been repeated endlessly.
It hasn't come out of my mouth.
Well, Mike and Karen, but you're not the total media. Look, I know you're important, but you're not the total media.
No, that's right. The headline in the New Zealand Herald a couple of days ago, this interview you're talking about, it read that you'd denounced capitalism, but that's not entirely... Yeah, it was not entirely accurate, was it? Because you were referring to Rebecca Henderson's book, Reimagining Capitalism. Is that the one?
Yes, and that gives you a point about the media. Who in the Herald, allegedly an important paper in New Zealand, who could take that headline out of what I said? I mean, somebody should be fired. It's just nonsense.
Well, what you're talking about here is very interesting. Reimagining Capitalism in a World on Fire is Rebecca Henderson's book, and she is a professor at the Harvard Business School. And this book, it advocates a new form of capitalism. It's not denouncing it at all. And it's one that plays a leading role in solving the big, huge problems of our time, climate change, inequality and threats to democracy. But these issues aren't really the focus for the National Party, are they?
Oh, I hope they are, because they're crucial to society moving forward. Just think about it. Climate change, we've just had COP26 in Glasgow. No, it didn't meet all the aspirations and ambitions, but at least they talked about some of the big issues, how they moved to eliminate the use of coal and so forth. Some big issues there. Clearly, inequality is one of the big issues of the world, and you can go through them. So I am absolutely confident there are people in the National Party who want to debate, discuss, and articulate views in that space.
Are they the policies, do you think, that Christopher Luxon will be focusing on?
Christopher will work out his own high priorities, but I'd be very surprised if they aren't part of his agenda going forward.
Do you think, Jim, that Labor's had it easy over the last few years?
Well, COVID's made life difficult for everybody. So not pretending that under the COVID, the constraints and restraints of COVID, that's easy for any government anywhere, including New Zealand. But I'd have to say, other than that, the National Party in opposition have been not up to the job, and the media have been in love with the Labor government. I mean, you mightn't agree with that, Karen, but that's the reading for most people on the outside.
Well, it depends whether you make a pact with yourself to be neutral or not, Jim.
Well, I mean, you just mentioned, let's go back to it, that headline in the Herald, that somehow I'd attacked capitalism.
That you denounced capitalism was the headline.
Yeah,
but I heard what you said, and I know that book, and that's not what that book's about.
No, and neither did I say anything like that. So you can't tell me what that editorial writer was thinking then.
Possibly misheard you, didn't understand reimagining / denounced, the difference between the two, perhaps?
That's in New Zealand's leading newspaper. They don't understand that difference. Give me a break.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm putting words in their mouth.
I accept that. It's not your fault. Yeah. No.
What pressure do you think Christopher Luxon will put on Labor now? What's the pressure going to be?
Oh, I think he has to do two things. He has to obviously keep the government to account. That's a responsibility of the opposition. And I think I heard on your radio station coming back from Wellington an hour or three back that he wants to reconsider the agreement on housing, this ability to build three-story houses in your backyard, which the last Labor national leader in Labor agreed to, which I have to say doesn't attract me at all. So if he's going to review that, I think that's good. It should be encouraged. Of course, we've got to have intensification of housing, but you also have to do it sensibly. I would have thought that he's just going to be a more competent, articulate spokesperson for an alternative viewpoint, not always criticising the government. You don't want to go in believing the government does everything wrong. That's a nonsense. No government aims to do that. But where they are making mistakes, point it out. Where they could do things differently, point it out. But go past just criticism. Offer an alternative. Suggest a new way forward. The society thrives on hope, the hope that there's a better tomorrow. And one of the challenges for leaders is to have the capacity to articulate a better tomorrow, that they can see a different way of doing things. They can see around the corner or over the hill that there is a new option and a better option than one we've got now. And don't look to yesterday for answers, because if yesterday had the answers, then there'd be no problems today at all. So you've got to look out into the future where the answers to today's many problems are going to be found, not yesterday.
Have you had a chance to have a chat with them and talk these things through with them?
No, but I look forward to it. I left a message on his phone earlier today when he was elected as the leader, and we'll chat, I'm sure.
He describes himself as an extrovert. What do you think?
Interesting thought.
You don't think he is?
No, I just thought it was an interesting thought that you don't tend to think in the way big corporate leaders that are extroverts, but I think he demonstrated in the couple of interviews that I've heard today that skill and also a capacity to put words and thoughts together very well.
Well, he is a marketing man or an ex-marketing man. He's an ex-brand manager. Do you think that he'll be just putting the spin out there?
I hope not. I can't be blunter than that. We need more than spin in New Zealand. The world needs more than spin. We've got to have just clear, straightforward policies that address today's issues. And today's issues are different from yesterday. And obviously, one of the big ones is climate, which we all focus on. Obviously, COVID is a big issue. But I think one of the big issues that we're not talking about, but we must start to concentrate on, is policies to prevent a divided society. We have now a growing divide between the vaccinated New Zealander and the unvaccinated. We've got to manage that with great care going forward. But we also got to manage other aspects. Historically, societies divide on colour, on religion, on race, on history. And let's not pretend all those issues have gone away. They haven't. And once societies come under pressure, which they are with COVID and lockdowns, some of those ancient divisions start to reemerge. And I have to say, one of the big issues for the world, not just New Zealand by any means, many countries in much, much more challenging space, is in fact to hold the community together and have us all facing in the same direction.
And just finally, Nicola Willis, new deputy leader, good choice?
I believe so. Yes, I don't know her well, but I have met Nicola a few times. And I think she has the capacity to provide a younger perspective. And that's important. I think she has a capacity to articulate her views and ideas very well. She's very comfortable and competent on her feet. So I think, technically, they look a very competent team. You know, the next few weeks and months will demonstrate that, but I'm very optimistic today that the caucus put the right team together, and I look forward to now how they allocate responsibilities and portfolios. And that could be an interesting time.
Thank you, Jim, for your thoughts and time.
Thanks, Karen.